RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
All right. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and we're all stressed out. And if you're not, you're in deep denial. I know you are. And boy, do I have someone, an expert, who's going to help us understand how to be able to get a little stress relief in a minute or less. Now we're talking. You don't have to join an ashram, and you don't have to run off somewhere and spend hours or days. Nah, a minute or less will do it. And we have with us Carol Krukoff. Now, she is a yoga teacher at Duke Integrative Medicine in Durham, North Carolina, where she specializes in therapeutic applications of yoga for people with health challenges, and also co-directs the Therapeutic Yoga for Seniors teacher training designed to help yoga instructors work safely and effectively with older adults. Hey, Carol, welcome to Her Radio.
Well, thanks, Pam. I'm very pleased to be here.
All right. Now, you wrote a book that I love, L-O-V-E. I just love it. It's called Yoga Sparks. 108, not 109 or 7, 108 easy practices for stress relief in a minute or less. Okay, you got me with that immediately. Tell us how we might be able to incorporate some of this and why it's so important.
I came up with this idea because I've been teaching yoga now for almost 20 years, and many students say they just love the class and they love the practice, but they never quite can seem to find the time to practice at home. And what does seem to make a big difference for people are just these little things, these little micro practices, which I call yoga sparks, that you don't have to roll your mat out, you don't have to change your clothes. You can do it right now, wherever you are. If you're standing, if you're sitting, you can practice yoga. So, for example, I would like you to just freeze. Don't move. You and your listeners. Now, if you're driving a car while you're listening, please continue to drive the car. But
yeah,
I'd like
could
you
get
to
ugly.
Just stop and notice. Just notice your posture. Notice how you're sitting or standing. And come into mountain pose. So mountain pose is a very basic yoga pose. And all it is just standing or sitting with healthy alignment. So folks who are sitting might make sure that they're sitting on their sit bones, not on their sacrum. You know, that's the triangular bone at the base of the spine. A lot of people kind of slump when they sit. Well, sit on your sit bones, feet on the floor or on a some kind of support, a prop, a little lift. And make sure the very top of your head extends up to the sky. So if somebody was looking at you from the side view, they'd see your ear over your shoulder and your shoulder over your hip. Boom, that's mountain pose. So that seated mountain pose I just described right now as I'm talking to you, I'm standing because I sit a lot during my day. In addition to being a yoga teacher, I'm also a writer. So I've, like many people now, I've gotten a standing desk. So when I'm doing something like talking on the phone, I stand up. So to stand in mountain pose, you've got your feet on the ground. You've got your head in the sky. So again, if somebody was looking at you from the side, they'd see your ear over your shoulder over your hip. That's a yoga practice. You're standing or sitting in mountain pose. And believe me, I look at bodies a lot. And I was just at the beach and just watching people walking with their head forward.
Oh. Doesn't it kill you?
Watching people sitting at a coffee shop with their back rounded, and then we wonder why we've got so much back pain and neck pain. Well, it's...
I know,
you know,
and, well, you know what I love is when you call it posture practice. You know, I'm a posture fanatic. Maybe it was all those years in Catholic school when Sister Mary Holy Card would come after me and, you know, and do posture check.
Well, and not
you know,
a bad
and
idea.
Well, you know, we laugh about that, and then And then we start looking at each other and realize, oh my gosh, what are we doing with our neck and our back? You're absolutely right. I also read your wonderful book, Healing Yoga for Neck and Shoulder Pain. You know, this posture practice is so absolutely integral to our health. And also, you know, tell us, Carol, how it helps us de-stress.
Well, one of the ways it helps us de-stress is that you really need to have, or it's better to have, good posture to facilitate breathing. And breathing is probably the single best stress-relieving mechanism we have. The breath is the only physiologic function that is under both voluntary and involuntary control. So we don't have to think about it to breathe, thank goodness. But if we do think about our breath, notice our breath, take control of our breath, it relieves stress in many ways. Number one is it brings us into this moment. If we're watching our breath as it comes into the body and as it leaves the body, then we're in the now. We're in the present moment. We're not worrying about something that's coming up or agonizing over something that's already happened. We are in this moment. So the whole buzzword, the practice of mindfulness, is all about being in this present moment. And in this present moment, those worries, all the parameters of stress tend to really be dissolved. So one way, again, that the breath helps us relieve stress is by bringing us into present moment awareness. And the other way, physiologically, when we're standing or sitting with good alignment, then our lungs can really fill to their full capacity. Our heart is not crunched. Our digestive system is not crunched. All of our internal organs can function optimally when we're standing with good posture. And when we move our breath from the kind of shallow chest breathing, the of stress, and we move it down to the relaxed abdominal breath, sometimes called deep diaphragmatic breathing or yoga belly breathing, when we breathe in this manner, it's very, very physiologically calming. It engages the relaxation response, which has a constellation of physiologic effects, like slowing the heart rate and calming the blood pressure. So it's a very, very profound way. Breathing is really stress relief right under your nose. It's always there. And, you know, Grandma was right. She just said, take a deep breath. Maybe even take a deep breath and count to 10. You know, Grandma was right. Stand up straight. It's all mm-hmm. good basics.
I love it. And, you know, we've been talking with Carol Krukoff, who is a yoga teacher, also a health journalist, a superb writer, I might say. And speaking of writing, she wrote a book that you have absolutely got to get and gift your friends with, because I love it. It's simple, straightforward. It's called Yoga Sparks, 108 Easy Practices for Stress Relief in a Minute or Less. Now, you heard me right, minute or less. So I don't want to hear any complaints. You know, I call it BMW, bitch, moan, and whine, right? about never having the time. Don't give me the time thing. I don't want to hear about it. I'm talking about a minute or less. Carol Krukoff has gifted us with a book that will give you those little mini practices, those little mini yoga moments where you can do something as simple as stand up. You know, one of my favorites is just to do sun salutation. Stretch it all the way up, you know, my nice long 5'9" body, and just get it going there, even if it's just for, again, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, just stretching. Feels so wonderful. So, Carol, thank you for being on Her Radio. Again, everyone, the website is healingmoves.com. The book is Yoga Sparks, 108 Easy Practices for Stress Relief in a Minute or Less by Carol Krukoff, K-R-U-C-O-F-F. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Hey, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and shoot us your questions at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.